From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Multiple incidents involving explosions and gunfire are being reported tonight in Paris, where officials say there appears to have been some kind of a shooting incident at a restaurant and an explosion at a bar near a sports stadium. According to reports by French television, there are reports of at least 18 dead, though that death toll could go higher. The incident taking place on a busy night as the restaurant was filled with diners. The explosion or explosions are being reported at a bar outside a stadium north of the city. Some reports are referring to a possible third incident in the city as well. Still no Pentagon confirmation that a Hellfire missile strike has killed the man known as Jihadi John, a powerful symbol for the group calling itself the Islamic State. NPR's Tom Bowman has more on the reported attack against the man whose real name is Mohammed Emwazi.
The Pentagon's still trying to determine whether they did hit, in fact, Jihadi John. They flew a Reaper drone. It fired two missiles at a car they said was carrying Jihadi John, and they said it was outside of a mosque. But again, he was a target of the operation, but they don't know 100% whether or not he was struck.
A number of ISIS videos have featured a knife-wielding man known as Jihadi John beheading hostages, including journalist James Foley. The International Association of Athletics Federations has reportedly moved to suspend Russia's track and field athletes from participating in next year's Olympic Games in Brazil. According to reports by the Associated Press, the suspension's coming on the heels of an investigation by the World Anti-Doping Agency into allegations of state-sponsored violations. Such a suspension would reportedly take place immediately. According to the AP report, the decision by the world governing body was overwhelming. The U.S. government said today prices paid to producers fell 0.4% last month, pressed downward by cheap gas and falling food prices. As NPR's Sean Itzty reports, ultra-low inflation is complicating the Federal Reserve's desire to begin raising interest rates from historically low levels.
Even when the volatile food and energy sectors are factored out, producer prices fell last month, and over the past 12 months they've fallen 1.6%. Before they start hiking interest rates, Fed officials say they want to be confident inflation is headed toward the 2% level they believe is best for growth. But the Fed's preferred gauge of inflation, the Index for Personal Consumption Expenditures, is up only 0.2% in the 12 months ending in September. Fed officials believe that's largely due to temporary factors like low energy prices, but the continued low inflation could give them pause as they consider whether to raise rates. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, stocks posting their first losing session in some 6 weeks. The Dow dropped 202 points today to end the week at 17,245. The S&P 500 closed down 22 points to end the session at 2023. The Nasdaq lost 77 points today. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. A Navy intelligence officer who spent the past 30 years behind bars for his role as a spy is expected to be released from federal prison next week. Jonathan Pollard, who's been jailed since 1985 for selling secrets to Israel, was granted parole this year under sentencing guidelines that made him eligible for release this month. The state of Alabama has agreed to make it easier for people to register to vote when they get a driver's license. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports the Justice Department pushed for compliance with the federal motor voter law.
Alabama officials and the Justice Department have reached a settlement to resolve problems with voter registration procedures at motor vehicle agencies. The agreement avoids a lawsuit after the department's Civil Rights Division found widespread noncompliance with the motor voter provision of the 1993 National Voter Registration Act. The law requires states to let people register to vote or update their registration information when applying for or renewing a driver's license. The state has agreed to modify its systems in offices and online. The agreement comes after Alabama closed more than 30 rural driver's license offices this year because of budget cuts. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Again, repeating this hour's top story, multiple incidents involving gunfire and explosions being reported in Paris, where officials say there appears to have been a shooting incident at a restaurant and an explosion at a bar near a sports stadium there. French television reporting at least 18 dead. The incident taking place on a busy night there. The explosion or explosions are being reported at a bar outside a stadium north of the city. Some reports have also referred to a possible third incident in Paris as well. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.